All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. I'm sure we'll have some people join us as we progress. A couple things I wanted to mention. First off, congratulations to everybody on a great dream day. I appreciate those that in the Rising Star group that helped us out in that particular capacity. We were number one in demos for the entire company, so nice job. Over almost 700 demos in one day, so that was an excellent job from everybody there. I also wanted to congratulate the Glendale organization because they were number one as far as demos, sales, and talent scouts. So great job to all the people down there on at 42 sales in one day. Excellent job, so we appreciate your support in that area. It proves once again that if you set your mind to it, and because no new programs were introduced that day, it was just some enthusiasm for people to rally together in a cause, and we saw what happened. Demos came out of the woodwork. When people decide to do something, great things happen, so I greatly appreciate that. I think, Dave, you're going to recognize some of the people in the standings on the Rising Stars. So I'm going to go ahead, Dave, and turn it over to you for a few minutes. So, Dave McCurry, let's go ahead and turn it over to you, and then I'll pick it up after that.
Well, thank you, Clay. I'd like to add my congratulations to all the Rising Stars on what I know was a strong commitment to our Dream Day, and I'm sure also that there was leadership by you. You set the pace. I've always heard that the speed of the pack is determined by the pace of the leader. And you are the leaders, the future leaders of our organization, and you're absolutely the leaders of our field organization today. I'd also like to add my congratulations to all the distributors, especially the RGDs, and my very personal congratulations to the regional sales director, Mr. Clay Wilson, who made a large commitment and worked many, many, many hours, as many hours as any dealer out there. He made the commitment to be up and there for everyone. And we need to think about that because, again, the speed of the pack is determined by the pace of the leader. And you don't have you guys don't have any better leadership. You can't get any better leadership than the group of RGDs that we have in the Golden Eagle and its titular head, Mr. Clay Wilson. He is awesome. Beyond that, I would like to also congratulate Mr. Mungus and his organization in Glendale for being number one in February from the Rising Stars. And although I think that's not final, he has such a large lead as it relates to that that I think that my congratulations are safe. And secondarily, Leon and Kelly came in a close second in demos and a second in sales, and they led in recruits or yes cards. So both up from the Glendale organization. No wonder that Glendale is one of the top organizations in the rainbow world. Beyond that, I also want to do a special shouted-out congratulations to Joan Thompson and Robin Holstead. And you've heard me put my reputation on the line and theirs, too, talking about the strength of 40 demonstration, 40 personal demonstrations that each Rising Star should make a commitment to. And I see the demos going up, and I know everyone's effort there, but Robin and Joan got it done. And just to show you what that will do for your group, Robin and Joan came in third and fourth, Joan coming in third, Robin coming in fourth, of all the Rising Stars. Now, let's think about that. They were 18th and 23rd of 30 in January, and here they are just making one change, making a personal commitment to be what I call a full-time dealer, 40 demos personally, being able to manage a group of people. And what happened is they went all the way from very low in the standings to up there toward the very top of the standings. And I'll make another prediction. They're committing and on pace to do 40 demos again in March, Robin and Joan, and my prediction is, based on that, look out, Leon, look out, June, if you guys are still on the program, based on exponentially their commitment to do that over a period of months, what you will see is their Talent Scout team will grow, as it already has, and that means that their group demos and their group sales will grow, and I think that you will see them continue to be toward the head of the pack as their commitment to 40 demos. That is, unless everyone else starts to gather, and it says, and it makes sense to you that that's something you need to do to show that kind of leadership. I also want to talk very briefly. I had just an absolute wonderful week last week in Portland. In Portland, Oregon, and I want to thank Mike and Cindy Whitworth and all the people in the Portland organization for being so receptive and so cordial and so wonderful for my visit there. I had such an awesome time conducting meetings and the fellowship and the spirit that's in the Portland organization. Now, we went together and we had three or four or five breakdown clinics on this commitment, this idea of 40 demos full-time. That's my minimum expectation of a full-time dealer. And we had these clinics, and the Portland organization, there were eight full-time dealers there. Three or four of them are on the Rising Star program, and four part-time dealers. And that group, over the next 30 days, starting March 6, committed to 390-plus demonstrations. That's amazing, and I think it's exciting. And that commitment was nothing more than just to structure and to carding and calling and doing a demo a day. And as of Through the Dream Day, they are on pace to do near that. I think they're averaging about 11 demonstrations a day. So there are maybe two or three demos a day off that. But just remember, that's new to them. And just like exercise, it takes a little while to get into the program, but they are on their way, and I wanted to stick their necks out there, put their commitment out there to the public, and I'm watching, I'm excited for them, and I know that we're going to get big results from Portland based on that commitment. Does it make a difference? I believe so. Look at Joan and Robin and the Rising Stars and start to look at the Portland organization, especially to the Rising Stars that are on there, and see how that works for them. I think it makes a big difference because leadership is important. Now, and what is also important to create that 40 demos is a very key element, and I want to talk a little bit about that today. It's called the 14-day special. The 14-day special is key to creating 40 demos on a consistent basis. And getting your head around and your techniques and talents around executing a good 14-day special is key to making that 40 demos easier subsequent months. See, target marketing and other lead programs will get you on 40 demos, but what makes it easier, what makes it more robust, what adds more depth to it is executing a 14-day special more often than not in those demonstrations you do, and i.e. creating green lights. And what I like to do is give you some tips for a successful 14-day program. So if you have a pad and pen available, I'd like for you to take a few notes. I'm going to start that 14-day special, those tips, from in the home, which is where you guys are today. And I want to talk about a few components that are very important to making a 14-day special work. Now, granted, in each organization, there are little bends and twists in what we call the whale of a deal program, but all of them have certain elements that are essential. I'm going to talk to those, and I'm going to talk to a few techniques that will increase your acceptance and success with the 14-day special. All right, here's some basics. We've already talked about them a lot, so I'm just going to breeze through them. Here are some basics that are critical to the 14-day success. Number one, you have to be on time for your demonstration. Being late kills leads, kills relationships. And that's the second. You must create a relationship. You must be able to have a friend there. You have to be on a first-name basis. You have to have them talking. You have to have them relax. They have to have an open mind because a mind's like a parachute. If it's not open, it isn't working, and you can't sell, you can't pull leads, and you can't recruit unless that basic tenet is there prior to starting. You must create a relationship. The next part, another basic of the 14-day special, is you must have names up front. There are three or four different ways to do that. Many of you have a $2,100 card. That is designed to create leads up, names up front. And I mean names, not leads. The second place that you have an opportunity to get names up front is at the gift. When you give a gift, you can say, if I could, I'm not saying I could, but if I could get 8 or 10 of these, could you find 8 or 10 people to give these to? And you'd be surprised how many people, if they're impressed with the gift, if you have a quality gift, if you sold that quality gift, would be able to do that. The next place that you're able to do that, pull names, is throughout your product demonstration. Paul Vidovich, our chairman, the only method he used in pulling leads was during the demonstrations. And at key points to the demonstrations, after the water wash, After the vac pop, after the 50-stroke test, he would say, who do you know that would be excited about learning about this concept in home cleaning? Who do you know that has allergies that would be interested in knowing about all this condition in the air that you're breathing? And he would have a pad and pen there by his side throughout the demonstration, and he would take down first and last names. And he's always related to me. That was the only way he pulled leads. And believe it or not, he came from a position of strength because all those are sellable in their aspects. Up front, he had many names in order to qualify for the 14-day special. But the 14-day special is the vehicle. The names are the gas, no movement of the vehicle. The next thing that must be basic and that you must do once you get those names is you must show the Aquamate wet in every home. Now, I used to have to beg and plead people to do that when it had a 50-foot hose cord and we had to bring pliers. And many of you don't even know what I'm talking about because you haven't been in Rainbow long enough to realize that I've been in Rainbow long enough before there was an Aquamate. My goodness, think about that. And when we had one, we wish we didn't have one on the first ones. It was just so hard to use. But it was a free gift, and people were excited then, even though it was hard to demonstrate. We now have an absolutely awesome product. The Aquamate is the answer to so much that the person desires in a clean home environment. You can look in any yellow page in any county in any city, and you'll see 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10, 15 full pages, yellow page ads for advertisements for carpet cleaning. And believe me, at the money that it costs to put in a yellow page ad, at the money that it costs to put an ad in the TV guide section of the paper, there is a booming interest there. And because there's an investment there, we have the answer that is desired by all the people that answer those ads, that call those yellow pages. We have the answer in our car, and we must show it. There is an extreme desire, not for the Aquamate. The extreme desire is to get the stain out of the middle of their carpet. People fret about that. They worry about that. And you have the solution, but you must show it. The next thing that you must show is the Rainbow Mate. If you're not carrying one, or if you've left one and didn't pick up another one, showing the Rainbow Mate, taking the Rainbow places that you've never cleaned before, which is what the Rainbow Mate does, stairways, cars, deep cleaning. But you must show them either the mattress or a bed pillow, either a kid's mattress or an adult mattress. If that doesn't happen, at least a pillow. And you must ask them, who's going to sleep on the other side of the bed tonight? Who's going to use the other pillow tonight? It is an extremely powerful presentation, and there is a lot of desire for the Rainbow Mate. But not last, but certainly in some order, the Rain Mate. We must show that, and we have to show it and sell it. We can't give these away. We must sell them for their retail value where people would want to pay for them and then give them away. And there's a big difference. But when you show the Rain Mate, the concept is you must, in demonstrating that, plant a desire for more than one of them. One in the kitchen, one in the living room, one in the bedroom. And we must paint those pictures that will want people to want more than one of them. It's essential. Once all those are done, then we must go over and incorporate the 14-day special into your program. See, the 14-day special wraps up all these free gifts in one program. Now, why the 14-day special? Why is it 14 days? Many people ask that. Well, I guess it could have been 10 or 10 and a half or 22 and a half, but 14 is a way to put a time frame on the program. And a program must have a time frame in order to be successful. Let me give you an example. If Gail, my wife, said, Dave, I want you cleaning out our garage tomorrow, she's going to get me kicking, screaming, fighting. There is going to be some problems. I'm going to give her 150 reasons why I can't do it, why I'm insulted that she would bring up with that with such short notice, and I am going to really go against that. But if my wife came up to me and said, Dave, I need the garage clean, and over the next 14 days, will you clean that garage, she would get no argument from me at all. Now, she's asking me to do one task, but the time frame makes a huge difference. So the 14 days works in our favor from that position. So that's why we have that. So the there must be an agreement, and we must read that agreement, that whole 14-day special, to the customer. I prefer to read that right after the Aquamate presentation. You may prefer to do that somewhere else, but I promise you that you must read it in its entirety to the customer, and there are certain points that you must that they must understand. The first is that we must explain the rules. Now, why I say that, I always say that knowledge is pain, understanding is joy. That is Solomon. And what I mean by that is rules, if it's just knowing you have rules, most customers look at that in a bad way. They go, why? Why do you have rules? Sort of like kids. Why are you making me do that? But when you explain the rules, then they come around and they support us. Here's what I mean. Basically, the 14-day special has two or three or four rules that are in every office. One of them, they must be homeowners. And I explained that to the prospect, that yes, the homeowners is something that we prefer and that we require in order to give the free gifts, and here's the reason why. A homeowner has an ownership investment with the fabrics in the home, the carpets, upholsteries, and those kind of things. And because the rainbow prolongs the life and increases the value of those investments over a period of time, we want to show homeowners over renters. And by describing and explaining why we want to do something, the whys, we get support. We get boosters. In fact, the 14-day program used to be called the Rainbow Booster Program. And by promoting the understanding, we have people that boost our boosters for our success. The second thing that most 14-day specials is require couples. We require that husband and wife or significant others are both present for the presentation. Why? Because just like we did this evening, we offer a significant discount the first time we show it. We call it a first call special. And it's important that both people are there, because if one was there and saw the first call special and had to consult with the other, they would lose a lot of value, and we don't want to present that problem for your friends and for our prospects. So explaining it that way, they become a booster. They support our decision. They don't try to slip in one on us, because they understand the purpose. Last, we want gainfully employed. We want people that go out to eat once in a while and can afford to do that. They go on vacations once in a while. In other words, they're gaining in their employment. They're not just getting by. They're not struggling. And the reason why is we show an awesome product that everybody wants at the end of the demonstration. However, if we put it in a position where they can't get it, that's unfortunate for them. It's embarrassing for them. And we don't want that kind of conflict with your friends. So by explaining why we want gainfully employed people, we get people that boost that. This is essential to make the 14-day program work correctly for us. It will work without it, but it sends us places that we prefer not to go. So if we want to increase the quality of our leads, increase the net to gross in our business, if you start explaining that and training your recruits to explain that, you'll get a lot more cooperation toward the kind of places we want to go. Other than that, as we read the agreement, we need to underline and stress on that agreement, no obligation. And I always lower an octave or two, no obligation, because that's the way I've always said it, and I believe that you should too. It's like when I say congratulations, I've learned how to say that in a way that affects people. No obligation, lowering an octave or two really gets people to understand it, and I underline it every chance I get. There's no obligation for people to buy anything. The only thing we want to know is if they like what they see, they tell other people about it. That's why we have this advertising program. Word of mouth is the best way. We explain that. Then you must fill in the 14-day, and we must fill it in completely. We must fill it in not only with the phone number for the office, but we must fill in the customer's information. We need to fill in not only the information that's on most current 14-day specials, which is address, the home phone number, the his and hers, and the gifts that they're signing up for. But I recommend, and write a note here, that you get the email address and the cell phone number. As many ways as we can contact and promote the 14-day special, the better off and more effective we will be. And otherwise, on the 14-day special, another tip, we must sell the marketing director to the prospect. We need to start to make that a personal thing. We need to share how this person is the manager of the gift department, that the marketing director's design purpose is to make sure that you get a gift. They're great people. They're energetic people, that they support you in your career. And you need to give a positive self-expectancy of this call the marketing director is going to give toward the prospect. You want to tell your prospect that you would get points with the marketing director, who is the leadership position in your company, that if they have their four green lights ready and waiting in the next day or two, that when this number comes up on your caller ID, make sure you answer it and already have the give us the go, the green lights going, so when the marketing director calls, we can go on and give those to them. Because this will help us with a bonus. This will help you in your career, but we need to talk about that and write about that on the 14-day special. Last, you need to get a signature. This is, to me, one of the first commitments in the selling process. I love getting them used to signing something. And if they haven't made an agreement yet to get the rainbow, if you only got the future agreement, then make sure that you get a signature here on the 14-day special. And last, as we end and get that signature, you need to shake their hand and tell them that you're going to work for them tirelessly over the next 14 days, that you're committed to them to get the gifts. This is a very important statement and sometimes overlooked by the dealers, especially when you don't have a sale. You don't treat those people correctly. See, because they may not have bought the rainbow yet doesn't mean they haven't. You haven't got opportunities. If you treat the person like a prospect, like a customer, like an owner, that may turn around for you before you leave. And even if it doesn't, even if you've done it correctly, even if they don't buy, they feel more guilty to put you in the right position in the future homes. And I'll tell you what, there are two sales in every well-executed delivered 14-day special. So listen. If you want to turn away those two sales, treat people poorly after they say no at the trial close, and you can guarantee yourself less green lights and less 14-day specials and less gifts delivered. But if you treat them like customers throughout your experience, you will create more sales, more recruits, more 14-day specials than you can shake a stick at. But after you get that signature and you tell them that you're going to go to work for them and you're going to shake their hand, then make this statement and look them right in the eyes. You need to look them right in the eyes and say, Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, I need 8 to 10 leads, and here's why. One or two of them aren't going to be able to do it in the next 14 days. People are busy. They're always busy. And one or two of them, to be honest with you, aren't going to want to do it. But if you give me 8 to 10 leads, I can almost guarantee you your gifts. And you need to look them right in the eye, and you have to make that statement. And in doing so, start to make sure that you get your leads qualified, that you do the 1, 2, 3, 4 in the order of importance. If you were me, which would you go see first, second, third, fourth? And you get that all buttoned up. That is, in a nutshell, the 14-day special from the home. Now let's go and look at it from the office, from the point of the marketing director. Now, why would I want to share that with the future leaders of our company, with the rising stars? Because we need to take some leadership and we need to take some responsibility from that end as well. We need to start to be aware of that. We need to participate on that level because one day, very, very soon, we're going to have an office and we're going to need to understand, we're going to have to understand it not from a concept level, but from a performance level, how the 14-day works from the marketing director's position so that you can support the management and execution of that in your office. How does it work? Well, first of all, there are critical days in the 14-day special. That's why we have a 14-day board in the office. But this actual time frame works for 14 days works because of the time frame we get into a critical performance position. If we give them forever, we get nothing out of them. But 14 days, we need to be in an urgency mode the minute that we get the signature on the 14 days. And what we need to do, here are the critical days. 2 days on the 14-day special, so that's day two is a critical day. Day seven in the 14-day special is a critical day. And day 12 is a critical day. Let me explain. In the first 2 days, the two-day critical point is at the end of 2 days from the point of that signature, day one being the next day and day two being the day after, we must speak personally to the prospect about green lights. It's important that on that contact that we explain to them that this is easy. All we're looking for is four people that says, okay, I'll take a peek at the rainbow in the next 14 days. Mr. and Ms. Jones, you don't have to set an appointment. You don't have to set a time. We'll do that. All we want you to do is get your friends over the next 14 days to say, okay, I'll take a peek with no obligation to buy to support you earning a gift, and they're going to bring me a gift as well. That's all we want. Now, that makes it much easier for the prospect than trying to pin down a day and pin down a time. And you will find a lot more green lights come in if the the marketing director and you working with the marketing director share that with the prospect in that first call. Also on that first call, within 48 hours, within the first 2 days, we need to go over the 14-day program one more time. We want to sell the benefits of it. We want to sell the rules again, because if they've heard it in the home, then we're supporting that, and now it's been said twice. If it wasn't reported in the home, this gives us a chance to make sure that there's no misunderstandings. But it gets people busy. The next thing on that first call is we want to thank them, and we want to make sure that they get busy now. What we don't want to do on that contacted call is say, hey, look, I'll call you back in a couple of days. What we do want to do on that call is say, hey, I'm going to be here for a few more hours. Why don't you get on the phone with your friends, and I'll call you back before I leave this evening, and we'll get those four green lights. It's critical that we get the green lights flowing. Now we have another side of that is that we must have the paperwork turned in within 48 hours, which all of you know that rule, but now let me explain why. Because of the critical two-day contact the marketing director has, it's important that they know the first names of the prospects. It's important that they know which four leads of the 8 or 10 that you've reported are the ones that you want to contact. Because if you don't have information that's on the 14 days, you're going to have a problem executing it correctly. So it's important that the marketing director has that paperwork in front of them when they make that initial contacted call. And from that, they make notes and they take a history of that call between prospect and office to make that come to fruition in the form of a delivered gift for the company. See, the marketing director's job is to make sure that we have a high percentage of gift delivered. And we used to have a 15-day board. I'm challenging people to put that back. It was called the gift utilization board. And we used to determine the efficiency of the marketing grade by how many gifts were delivered. We need to get back to that. We need to be serious, and we need to make a commitment that our customers get Aquamates, because it's an important part of the Rainbow product. The second critical day in the 14-day is day 7. Day 7 is when we evaluate whether we have all four green lights. See, if we don't have four green lights by day 7, we're probably not going to get them from the prospect's effort. And so there is a technique that many people use, and I'm going to encourage you to consider using that, and that is that we call the prospect back either in person or on recording, and we say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I know you've been very, very busy, and you looks like you haven't had time to contact four people and get them to agree to look at the Rainbow presentation for your gift. We would love to help you, because we make a commitment to give you your gift, and we want to support that. And we would love to call on your behalf. We would love to do that. However, we're going to give you a day, if you don't want us to do that, to call us. So if we don't hear from you by tomorrow, we're going to really get behind this and call on your behalf so that we can earn you your gift. You'll find many people won't respond to that, and you will then turn every lead that you pulled into a warm call. Now, I got to tell you, there's very little difference in the efficiency between a warm call that's qualified than a green light. The only difference is that when I call, I go, has Clay called you? He probably hasn't had time yet. Let me tell you what Clay wants. If Clay was my prospect, he wants you to take a peek at a live commercial Rainbow. There's no obligation. Clay gets a wonderful gift that he really wants, and I'm going to bring you a nice gift for helping Clay out. Will you help Clay out? There's very little difference between that and whether Clay had called and got the okay or not, really, in the reception from that prospect. But what it does, it frees you up now to have every lead on there to be a warm call. So that means every demo you do today that gets 8 or 10 leads in 7 days or 8 days maximum, they're now all callable under a well-executed 14-day board and a 14-day executed program. The next critical day is day 12. Day 12 is, this is where we take a gut check and we evaluate. And for those people who are seriously committed to gift delivery and making sure our prospect gets the full benefits of the Rainbow, day 12 is emergency mode. This is where the distributor, the marketing director, the dealer, the rising star person, even Dave McCorfrey's in the office, we want to make sure we do everything to set and run all four demonstrations or any part thereof. If two have been done already, we need two more. If none have been done, we want all four done. But we have 2 days to get it done, and it's in an emergency mode. If we will take those critical days and really get serious, the percentage of gifts delivered goes up, and when that goes up, the reputation of the community for the rainbow goes up. And what will happen is if you work your 14-day specials, you get within circles of influence of people. And it, so it's friends telling friends. And here's what's going to happen on well-executed 14-day programs, which happens to me a lot and to the master, Clay Wilson, much more than me. You will show up for a demonstration, and they will greet you at the door, and they'll go, I've already got my four green lights ready for my gift. Now, that's not happening very much for you right now, but when you start taking these tips and executing it, it will happen to you, and when it does, you're on easy street in the Rainbow Program. If done properly, this is the way to increase demos. And if done properly, where you're target marketing every day and you're calling every day, then what you're going to do is you're going to have an increase of callable leads because you're increasing the mix. You have target markets to call. Now you have warm calls to call, and you have green lights to call. So your chances of doing 40-plus demonstrations increase and become easier with every executed 14-day. So what we're talking about in closing is taking some leadership. And I encourage you, along with the marketing director, to start partnering with and starting helping and assisting and supporting. Now, first, get your distributor's buy-in. Go to your distributor, and there are many distributors listening to the call, but make sure that the rising stars get a sense of the responsibility of the 14-day. Make sure they start at least helping and assisting with their own 14 days. They start making some of the calls under your guidance and the marketing director's guidance, and they will then take the load off that of the marketing director. I think that you get personally involved, you're going to see a big success there. But we're talking about leadership. And I'd like to end my call with a little thought here, and that is the art of leadership. What is a leader? And when I define it for you, that is really what is in the essence important as it relates to the qualities of a rising star. Leaders are great servants. They assume that their followers are working with them, not for them. Leaders consider themselves partners in work and see to it that they share in the rewards. Leaders glorify the team and the team spirit. Leaders duplicate themselves through others. They are people builders. Leaders help those under them to become leaders, because they realize and they understand that the more leaders an organization has, the stronger that organization will be. Leaders are self-starters. And last, leaders are both people of thought and action. They both dream and they do. Become a leader. It will elevate your rising star experience and your career with Rainbow. Clay, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Thanks, Dave. Perfect. And that leads perfectly into what I wanted to talk about. As leaders of this group, there was an example that was given to me a long time ago that has stuck into my mind, a visual aid, and I'm sorry we don't have a video conference right now. But somebody took a piece of chain, and they put it on a desk, and they stuck it in a straight line, and they put their finger on one of the links of the chain and tried to push the chain forward with all the links in front of the finger to try to direct it in a straight line. And if you've ever tried that, what will happen is the chain will just all crumple up and go sideways because you're trying to push, and all the links are resisting against your pressure of your finger. However, if you take that same chain and put your finger on the other side of the chain and actually pull the first link, no matter where you guide your finger with that link on that chain, all the other links will follow in perfect harmony right behind you. And that was the perfect analogy of leadership, of showing people where to go, not rather than telling them what they need to do. Set by example. Jesus Christ was the perfect example of that. He said, come follow me. And he came and set the example that he was trying to set for his followers to live the life that he wanted them to live, not telling them what to do, but showing them through the actions that he did. And so we have talked about Joan and Robin in this last conference call. And Dave and I have been discussing the fact that as leaders in the Rising Star and future leaders as far as distributorships that you want to open up, you need to set the example for the people in your team. If you want your people to work, you need to work. If you want them to call, you need to call. If you want them to talent scout, you need to talent scout. If you want them to come to meetings, you need to come to meetings. If you want them to perform, you need to perform and show them what you expect them to do. So I'm actually going to talk to you real quick about a contest that we're going to put up, and then I'm going to give you some things on how we're going to accomplish this contest and make this all happen. Dave and I got together, and we decided that we would like to put everybody in the same similar challenge that we put Joan and Robin in, of going out in 30 days and doing 40 demonstrations. Now, as Dave has so eloquently mentioned over and over again, 40 demonstrations is the minimum level for a full-time Rainbow professional, and every full-time person should be committed to do at least 40 demonstrations every month. Now, and when we break that down, as Dave has said, that's only one demonstration a day, 6 days a week, taking Sunday off, and every other day doing two demonstrations. So we're not asking for five or six demos a day. And keep in mind, if you work Saturdays properly, those weekdays become just that much easier as far as hitting that goal of those 40 demonstrations. But 40 demonstrations need to be the commitment. Now, unfortunately, we have people on the Rising Star program right now with four or five or six or seven or eight talent scouts that aren't even hitting 40 demos between all of them combined. Now, if the leader isn't doing 40 demonstrations, I'm not sure how we can expect the rest of the people in that team to ever have a chance to be able to do that. Now, granted, we have part-time people in those teams, but those people should be able to go out and do 15 to 20 demonstrations a month if they see somebody going out and doing 40 demonstrations on a full-time basis. So let me explain real quick a commitment and a contest we'd like to put you in, and then some of the things that we want to do to try to get you there. This contest is going to be called the Fabulous 40. And there's a copy of it on the website under the Rising Star category. The contest period is going to be March 14th through April 12th, which is 30 days. It runs a Saturday through Sunday. Now, this is going to be a combination of individual effort and group effort. The individual effort, in order to participate in the contest and have a chance to win, you yourself, not your team, but you yourself, as a Rising Star, need to do at least 40 or more demonstrations during that 30-day period to participate in the contest. Now, if you don't do 40, it's going to be important for the team that you still do as many demos as possible, because the entire Rising Star group, and not counting the talent scouts, but just the individual Rising Stars, need to hit 600 or more demonstrations. Now, to break that down for the simplicity, if just half the Rising Stars hit 40 demos and everybody else didn't do any demos, that would be your 600 demos. So we're only asking that we want everybody to do it, but if just half the people hit 40 demos and everybody else did no demos, you would still hit those 600 demos. If the group and a team hit 600 demos, every Rising Star that did 40 or more demos is going to go into a drawing, the winner of that drawing is going to win six free Rainbows and Power Nozzles to help in opening up their office. Now, this is in addition to the 12 Rainbows you're going to get when you open up on the program to begin with. So that means instead of opening up with 12, you'd be opening up with 18 Rainbows. Now, that's an additional $12,000 plus in retail value that you're going to receive when you open up your office. Now, if for some reason the team does not hit 600 demos amongst the group, everybody that did at least 40 demos will still be in a drawing for at least one free Rainbow. But to get the six, the $12,000, you guys need to hit as a team. So we're going to post the numbers as frequently as we can, so you might want to be texting and calling and talking to your team members to encourage them and strengthen them, because we need the team together to all work together to hit that 600 demos in order to give away the 6 free rainbows. Now, each additional demo you do above 40, by the way, will give you additional chances in the drawing to be able to win those rainbows. And you do have to open up an office within 12 months of the contest to be able to get those free rainbows. But I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is and give you $12,000 in free equipment if you'll commit to set the example and set the pace for your team. Because Joan and Robin will attest what a difference it's made for them. They weren't given any new programs, any new gifts, anything new, just decided in a goal and a mission to be able to make something happen, and great things occurred. I had a quote here. Jim Rohn said that a wish is a goal without a deadline. And many times we wish things would happen, but if we don't sit down with a specific thing we're trying to accomplish and an amount of time we're trying to accomplish it in, we're just basically wishing good things would come our way and would happen. So with that Fabulous 40 contest, go to the website, download the flyer, we certainly want you to be working with the rest of your team, and we want to be hitting your numbers to qualify to open up your own office. But in order to make those numbers happen, you're going to need to set the example for the rest of your team. We're going to be watching, motivating, holding hands, talking to each other, hugging each other, high-fiving each other to work as a team to make this happen. And as a team, if you hit those 600 demos, everybody that did 40 or more is going to be in that drawing to win those 6 extra free rainbows. And that's a one-shot 30-day chance to get $12,000 extra in retail capital in your office to be able to help your success towards opening up your own rainbow distributorship. So hopefully you'll want to be able to take advantage of that. Now let's just talk about some ways that we can make that happen. And some things that concur. It was interesting that Dave talked about leadership, because I had written down some quotes about leadership myself. One of them was Vince Lombardi. He said, "Leaders aren't born, they're made. And they're made, just like anything else, through hard work, and that's the price that we'll have to pay to achieve that goal or any goal." Tom Landry said, "Good leadership makes people feel that they're at the very heart of things, not at the periphery. Everyone feels that he or she makes a difference to the success of the organization. When that happens, people feel centered, and that gives the work meaning." Another quote that I liked was Robert Jarvik. He said, "Leaders are visionaries with a poorly developed sense of fear and no concept of the odds against them. They make the impossible happen." And that is so true of the people that do great things in life and in our business, that there's an old saying that you have to be stupid enough to listen and smart enough to follow through. That you don't have to be the sharpest knife in the drawer to make this all work. You just need to do hard work and discipline and follow the things that of the great people before you, and great things will happen for you. Now, I was listening the other day to a meeting talking about the things that we have in the business. Sometimes I was listening to this discussion that seemed so complex of the things that were happening in our business, and it reminded me once again that our business is not complicated. This is a simple business, and I don't know how many times I have to repeat this, but there are 3 basic simple things that we need to do, and I'll repeat these until the day I die. That every day, and especially for the next 30 days during this contest, if you woke up each day and just did 3 things, that you were in a home demonstrating our product to somebody, and if you weren't in a home, you were trying to get in a home, and if you're not trying to get in a home, you're in a meeting learning what to do once you're in a home. If you did those 3 things and tried to teach the people in your team those 3 things and 3 disciplines, and the best way to teach them those disciplines is through example of doing it yourself, you cannot fail in this business. Now, there is 5 lead programs that Rex Ayer advocates and that has in what is called the Total Program. That is the Owner Referral Program, the Future Owner or Non-Owner Referral Program, the Registration or Target Marketing Program, home shows, fairs, drop boxes, any place where people can sign up for some sort of drawing, And then personal demos, which can include fast start demos from brand new people or people after your fast start that you know personally that you can contact and set a demonstration with. And sometimes we look at those five lead programs and we think of them more from an office point of view. But as a dealer, I have access to all five of those programs to help me reach the number of demonstrations that I want to accomplish on a monthly basis. Now, Dave just so eloquently explained the owner and future owner, because everything he talked about, even though he mentioned the Aquamate, demonstrating the Aquamate, applies to the people that don't purchase. In fact, two out of three people do not purchase the machine overall, which means that you have more people that should be on the future owner program than you do on the owner program. But one of the mistakes we make is we're done with the demo, the people don't buy, and these people that we loved and talked about their trophies and their kids and played with the dog and were so nice to them, as soon as we find out they don't buy, they're the scourge of the earth. We no longer want to have anything to do with them, and we change our attitude completely, and then we wonder why they won't give us any leads and don't want us to send them somewhere else. We need to treat those people with the respect that they deserve, because those referrals from people that don't buy, actually nationwide, we have a higher closing ratio off of those demonstrations than we do off the ones that come from people that purchase our machine. So if we look at our future rather than what's happening at the moment, those leads are more important to us than the people that purchase. Plus, the people that buy sometimes don't feel as guilty because they spent all the money to purchase the machine, so they'll send you to anybody to get their free gifts. But people that don't buy feel guilty. They saw how hard you worked and all the efforts you put in, and sometimes they'll try to give you better leads of people they think will buy just to try to alleviate the guilt of not purchasing from you. So they sort of self-qualify their leads. So those are great leads that we need to focus on and follow all the same steps that Dave talked about for people that purchase, but also for people that don't purchase. But a couple of the other ones I want to talk about is that we, every day, we need to go out and do registrations, target marketing, 10 registrations a day. If you did 10 registrations a day for the next 30 days, there is no doubt in my mind that you would be able to complete 40 demonstrations with no effort whatsoever. In fact, we've done some different examples and some math on financially what those registrations mean to you. But sometimes that's the hardest thing for people to do. Now, no one can tell me that you can't register every day and it can't be done. As you know, my history, one of the first jobs I had in the company was I worked in a part-time office, we didn't have a 14-day special program back then, so all of our appointments came from home shows, fairs, and registrations. And I was a paid registration person. I went out and actually did registrations for the office. And I did 50 cards a day, 5 days a week, for 3 straight years. Not occasionally, not on and off, but solid, 5 days a week for 3 years. And that, and part of that time was after I opened up my own office, I continued to do that because I knew what it did for my organization and for the people in my office. Now, registrations sometimes is a hard thing for people. There was a quote that I was reading from Brian Tracy. It's an old quote that there's an old saying that says, if the first thing you did each day when you woke up was to eat a live frog, nothing worse could happen to you for the rest of the day. And it was an analogy based on the fact that if you get the worst thing out of the way first for the day, everything else becomes easy the rest of the day. So if registrations are a tough thing for you, start your day with registrations. Go get your 10 registrations before you even show up to the meeting. Eat your frog early, and the energy that you save for the rest of the day will get you the results that you desire to be able to hit the goals that you are striving for. Personal demos. One that we overlook frequently, that there are people right now that if on this phone I asked everybody, I said, look, I'll give you $1,000 if you can find somebody today to show the rainbow to that you know that you haven't shown the rainbow to yet. I guarantee you there's not a person on this call that doesn't have somebody that they know that the people trust you that you have not shown them a rainbow yet. And it's funny, what we do is we get caught up in our programs and the systems that we get into, and we forget that the rainbow is the most amazing cleaning system on the face of the earth. And if we're sliding people that we love the chance to be able to see this machine, we are doing people a great disservice. So we need to make sure that we are passionately contacting people that we know and try to get them to take a look at the rainbow. Whether they purchase or not, I need them to help me with my lead chain and possibly might be a talent scout as part of my Rising Star team. But when I call those people, if I right now was going to call somebody that I know and try to convince them to take a look at the rainbow, I wouldn't call them up and say, hey, I don't know if you know what I do, and you saw my house and my cars and pool and all the things that I've got. You might be wondering what I do. Well, I've got this most incredible product that I think you want to buy. I'm going to come show it to you. No, I'd call up and say, look, you know, I'm in a contest right now that if I show the rainbow a certain number of times, I got a chance to get a bunch of free stuff from my company, and which is right now so true for you, because if you do 40 demonstrations, you could win 6 free rainbows or $12,000 worth of merchandise. And in doing so, I let them know that, hey, could you be my guinea pig and just help me out and be one more number to help me hit my quota? Could you help me out? You don't have to buy anything. In fact, my company even lets me give you a free gift just for helping me. Could you help me out? The same philosophies that happen on the 14-day special. We are basically buying people's obligation and guilt by giving those free gifts away. We need to utilize that same principle when we talk to people we know, because I don't care why people look. I just care that they look, because once people look, 1 in 3 are going to purchase overall. And in a lot of your cases on the phone here, we have people on the phone that have much higher closing ratios than that. So every demonstration that I do is going to have a financial value to me. So I'm going to make sure that I'm doing everything that I possibly can to be able to get those demonstrations completed. In fact, in this particular case with this contest, each one of those 40 demos would be worth, I believe, basically $300 a piece to you. If I offered you $300 a piece to do 40 demonstrations in the next 30 days, how many of you would have a tough time getting 40 demonstrations in the next 30 days? Well, that's what you have on the table. You have a chance to receive $300 per demonstration for doing 40 demonstrations in the next 30 days, not to mention the fact all the money you're going to make off the sales, all the talent scouts, all the leads that are created, all the momentum, all the contests you might win, just if you win this one deal and hit those 40 demos. Now, I will tell you this. If you don't do 40 demos, you have a 0% chance of making $300 a demonstration in the next 30 days. 40 or more is the only way for that situation to occur. One demo a day, 6 days a week, every other day, 2 demonstrations to be able to get those 40. When I call up somebody that I know, and I know that in my mind, if they say yes and I go show them, it's worth $300 to me. That's a great motivation. Now, if you break that down just on what your commission is, every demonstration for you is probably worth anywhere from $75 to sometimes $100 to $300 just based on some of the commissions. If you're getting a super commission for talent scouting, you can calculate a value of your demonstrations. Those values of those demonstrations are very high. Calling somebody to convince them, sometimes we forget the monetary value that is attached to just the demonstration. Sure, some are going to buy, some are not going to buy, but nobody's going to buy if I don't do the demos. Also, there's many home shows and drop boxes and things that offices participate in. Get involved in those and participate freely in those, because those give you extra lead chains and chances for you to get into more homes and more demonstrations, and be proactive. Now, with all 5 of these lead programs, the owner, the future owner, the registrations, home show, personal demos, don't wait for somebody else to do it for you. Don't wait for the office to call you and say, hey, we've got some owner referrals for you we'd like to give you, some future owner referrals, some registrations that somebody did. All these things take your initiative. You need to step forward and take control of those 5 lead programs. Treat yourself like your own marketing director, your own office in advance, and take charge of these programs. Follow up with your customers to make sure that they are contacting their friends and relatives to earn their Aquamate or the non-owner gifts that are being offered in your office. Make sure that you're not waiting until there's a group of people to go out and register with to go register. Go register anyway. Eat that live frog for the day. Get out there and get it over with. Get it taken care of. And get those 10 registrations every day. Volunteer to get in there and get it into the home show. Or get some drop boxes and get them out there into some stores and places that might get you some additional shows if that's a program you use in your office. And contact those personal demos to get those people to agree to take a look to help you out. To get those demonstrations, because if I go out and do 40 demonstrations, some of you are going to sell 5, some are going to sell 10, some are going to sell 20, heck, some of you will probably sell 35 out of 40, because you're that good. But don't worry about the results, worry about the effort, because effort always creates results in our business. And we proved that with Joan and Robin, that when they went out and put the effort in, they both got great results and moved from the bottom of the standings up to the top of the standings by just changing their effort. Just changing their effort. You know, one of the reasons I think we stop doing the things that we're supposed to do is that we stop getting results with less than 100% effort. Now, let me kind of explain what I mean by that. You know, we had a little market going on where people could buy real estate and flip houses at will. People could put money into investments, and money was just falling out of the sky. And people were making money with very little effort. And that happens to us sometimes, where we get into maybe a lead chain where everybody seems to want to buy and give leads, and we don't have to put a lot of effort into it. Green lights are just getting called in and coming in and right and left. Or we ran a big home show, and we got names coming out to our ears. And we don't have to put 100% effort in to get the results. See, the thing that separates the leaders and the rising stars between the average dealer and the people that are going to be the future of our company are the ones that do it even when it's not easy, when it's not just falling out of the sky and things just come our way with very little effort. See, the ones that are going to make money right now are the ones that are putting 110% effort into the business, that they are doing everything they possibly can to get the results, because effort and intense effort always creates results. But half effort, a third effort, occasional effort, wishful effort will not give us the consistent results that we desire in this business. As leaders and future presidents and regional supervisors and corporate staff members and vice presidents of the company, which is what you all are. You are the future of our business. You have to start now with that discipline that, heck, it's easy to do it when it's easy. But when it's hard, that's what separates the people that will rise to the top of our business, that you're willing to put the effort in and go the extra mile, even when it's not the easiest thing that you're going to possibly do. So what I'm hoping that all of you do will get behind this fabulous 40, help the team hit their number, and hopefully every one of you, boy, wouldn't that be neat, Dave, to have all awesome. Of the rising stars across the board hit 40 demos each. Do you realize what that would do to not only the example for your team, but and the financial benefits you would receive individually, the momentum it would create towards opening up your own Rainbow Distributorship, and the self-satisfaction and pride that you did everything you possibly could to make that happen. I see no downside to putting everything you possibly have into getting those 40 demonstrations done in the next 30 days. Wouldn't that be neat to have a 100% across the board that as leaders of the rising stars that each of you hit those 40 demos? I shudder to think. What would happen to your organizations and to yourself if that were to happen. So that's what I had to say as far as the call, Dave. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
We're off to another meeting, but very quickly I just wanted to add, hey, if you want to know a little bit more about how to achieve 40, please don't hesitate to call Joan or Robin. But also there was a recording of the processes and the concepts that I shared with them that I think it's 2 meetings ago, Clay, and then go back to the website and review that conference call, and you can get some great tips. I got to tell you, though, that when we talk about the team, we're talking about the Rising Star team, not your talent scouts. That's a different team. We're talking about the Rising Star team. And I wish you the most success. And, you know, 40 demos times the 20, 30 people that are on the Rising Star program is a lot of demos. It's not really a whole lot compared to the region. That's not our motivation. Our motivation is to get you in the habit of doing things that will make you successful as a distributor. That's our real motivation.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Clay. I really appreciated the call.
Yeah, Jim Rohn said, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. That if you have the goals, if you want to actually accomplish the goal, it requires that discipline and hard work. So appreciate every one of you. You can go to the website and download that flyer for the contest, and we'll be emailing it out to everybody. But we appreciate your support. Get your reports in for March so we can get the standings updated for March so far for the Rising Stars. You guys are awesome. We love you. Remember, if you're going to have any kind of simple little goal for the day, be in a home. If you're not in a home, be trying to get in a home. If you're not trying to be in a home, be in a meeting, learning what to do once you get in a home and how to get into more homes. But God bless all of you, and keep up the good work.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.